Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Wet, wet Wednesday. Monsters Radio Live. E-Monster. And it's unbelievable. Ooh-wee.
Sure. I love the way you found me. I love the way you found me. But you don't understand. It's way more than
fucking.
When I
fuck you.
I would cross the ocean for you, stroking through your ocean for you, and then I rub the lotion on you. You gotta add a lotion on you. I wanna see the moon shine on you. I gotta see the moon shine on you. A little more lotion on you. Trying to take my time on you, baby. Tell me
who can make sweet love? I mean, who can kiss and love? I mean, who can
came to?
Don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we, but when we, but when we, but when we, but I can be aggressive.
I can
be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never.
Did it on the stairs, did it make it to the room? Had it Gucci licking all up my new Gucci shoes. Kissing on your neck, you told me that I'm too deep. Either tell your ex, leave you alone, in your creep. I saw her face down. Write me like a pony, these niggas so phony. Treat you like a trophy, you know I picked up when the phone rings. You know I go deep till I make you scream. You say my D game amazing. Ooh, D game on strong. Fuck it up all night long. Beat it up, get wiped down. Ooh, D game on strong. Fuck it up all night long. Beat it up, get wiped down.
I'm gonna be aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. When we face down, ass up, I'ma put all of my face in. You come in while I keep tasting. Now I'm breaking. You a big girl and you taking. I'm a laying. I think I love you, I'm saying it. It's the kind of fucking that'll make you make me number one on your list. It's the kind of fucking that'll make you question who you've been fucking with. You got plenty miles and baggage, but I could still make you a savage. Possibly you make you the baddest. Have you screaming out, you can never be. When we, I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. Yeah. When we, fuck around. When we, motherfucker remix. TTNT.
That's a hot little remix, ain't it? That's a hot little remix, ain't
yes,
it?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Right,
yes,
that's
sir.
A remix. All right, that's a remix. It's called When We Tank, a Tank featuring Ty Dolla Signs and Trey Songz. So, all right, welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday, where we're going to help get you in the mood with some sexy conversation, some sexy music, and a little bit more. You did. So, I'm Miss Emily. How you feeling tonight on a Wet Wet Wednesday that falls on a Halloween?
You know, I'm feeling kind of, how do you know? It's like, I'm feeling cool, and like, I got like a whole bunch of feelings right now. I can't even like put my finger on it. You know, you just got like a whole bunch of emotions. You'd be like, wow. I can't even explain it. I can't even use the word cool. I can't even explain it how I'm feeling right now. Like,
okay.
Undescribable.
Okay. You're not on your period, though, right? Because that's usually when a woman be like, I'm calling Bella.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, okay, my bad.
See, I haven't had one of those in about 5 years. So, bro, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know what cramps is. I don't know what my, period headaches. I don't know what bleeding is. I don't know what bloating is.
Oh,
I don't have those. I don't know what those are. So, I know girls are like, fuck you right now. But I'm just like, sorry, I don't have one of those either. So, this is like a boo, boo, hoo. Don't have one of those either. So, you know.
A boo-hoo. Okay, that's going to be the new song. Some of y'all got just a boo. She got a boo-hoo.
Right. I don't have a boo-hoo. Okay. I don't believe in boos. You know, I don't believe in boyfriends. If you ain't my lifetime,
okay.
You got to keep it moving. So, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a boo-hoo. Woo-woo. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. She's, you know, she's good, you know. She's starving. I mean, she's hungry, but, you know, she'll get fed one day.
Okay, so who is the she we talking about? Because you just brought another person into this conversation. Who is the she we talking about?
She. Huh? She. She hungry. She.
Oh, she, my silly ass. She, oh, my bad.
Yeah,
okay,
she,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
She.
Okay.
My
okay.
She.
Okay. Not the she. Okay. Look, you fucking my whole rhythm up. What we got coming up in the show?
We got some topics, you know, to talk about the she-she's and the boo-hoos. And we got some weather and, you know, some hot, wet, panty dropper music. So.
Okay. Well, let's get into this. Why don't you get into some more of her she-shed?
It's she and boo-hoo.
Okay, so check it out. This is Jess Will from the Twin Cities. After that, I got some Tammy Rivera. She got a song that's pretty hot. So check it out. We're about to get sexy right here on Monsters Radio. We also got some topics coming up in a little bit. We'll explain those in just a little bit. But this
we
is
live,
called
y'all.
Can't Wait. Yeah, we live. Go ahead, tell them, Mama.
Can't wait to let y'all hit that. 424-243-9649. Press 1, cause I cannot wait. Yeah. Press 1, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wet Wednesdays. Online radio. With them.
With them. We. Uh-huh. And
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I've known to hit it right. So what would you do if I were a star from your ankle? Creep up to the thigh, to the point that you wanna let go. Like Rocky, I'm gonna wanna serve you up tonight. Tonight, yeah. Hey, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do.
You are now listening to Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, Ooh-wee music.
Take care.
Wet, Wet Wednesday.
All right, let me cover you with all these kisses all over. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will.
Trying to set that little move right. You did. Like I said, that's Tammy Rivera. So, all right, people, remember, these are songs that are new songs, you know, that have that panty dropper feel. You dig? Something y'all could play at 2 a.m. to help get your lover in the mood. You don't always have to go to the old school. You could throw on something new, something she ain't never heard before, and rock that little world. So, all right, that's what Wet Wet Wednesday is about with our R&B music. Even though, you know what, we're getting votes to have a Wet Wet Wednesday hip-hop night. Like what? Like for real. Yeah.
Wow.
There's some people trying to rally. Yep. Trying to get us to do a Wet Wet Wednesday hip hop night. I wonder. Exactly. That's what I said. Okay. I do know a few though. I do know a few, but I don't know. I don't know if I can go a whole hour though. Okay. We're going to figure it out.
You know. You may can. It all depends, you know. Some hip hop got some thugging loving talking about it. So we may have to do a little bit of old school with it, but it may just work though.
We're gonna see. Old school hip hop had a little overtones.
Yeah, overtones of love in there, and you know how they love, you know, they woman, and yeah, you know, it has some potential. Has some potential.
Right. So, all right, people, let us know how you feel about it at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Let us know if you think we should have a Wet Wet Wednesday hip hop night. So, let us know at monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, let's see, what's one of the things that we're going to talk about? See, we got still a little ways before we open up the lines. Let's see, one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Now, when I put this up, I think everybody thought I was talking about, like, cheating or something like that. But, no, that's included. But, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. And how do we apologize to our lover? You dig? And today, I mean, how do you do that? Some people just don't know how to do it. They don't know how to apologize. They can't apologize in everyday life. They're going to die flat.
Right.
They're going to point their fingers and do all kinds of things. But how do you really say to somebody, you know, I'm sorry? You know, and I mean, it don't have to be like cheating. We'll say, like, here's an example. You know, remember when you talked back on the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat with, I think it was it Candy Burris and her husband and their daughter? They're going through issues. The daughter wanted a new car, and the husband was like,
right.
No, you know what I mean? And then Candy went, and I believe she bought it anyway, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Okay, so now the whole thing is blown up. Now, how does she go back and say, baby, I went against what you were saying for us as a unit? How do you apologize? So we're going to let that marinate. We're going to come back and talk about that a little bit. So that's one of the things. Did you have something that you had that you wanted to talk about? I know we got another one, but did you have something up there?
You know, yours was so good. I was like, I can't wait to get. I couldn't even look to. I'm not even gonna lie, y'all. I couldn't even look at another one because I was just so fascinated. But the ones about how do you apologize? Like, I was like, man, this is so deep. And you, I was like, yeah, I want that one. So I kind of like got up on that one. Didn't even look. I was just done. I was like, okay, I'm done for. Because I want to know. I want to know. I just want to know. Like, so, no.
Right.
Because that one could go in so many different ways, though.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Can it? Yes.
And,
okay.
Man, because you could go from, like, a whole bunch of stuff. So I can't wait till we get to that. Man, yeah, I'm excited about that one, as you can see. So, all right. Boom.
All right. So we do got another one. So my other one for tonight is, and I think it's kind of deep, and I think this one right here can go either way. So that's why I like this one. I think it's kind of controversial. It says, it is not sex that gives the pleasure, but the lover. Let that one marinate for a minute. I think men and women would definitely have a difference in opinion on that moment, on that thing. But we're going to see. We're going to marinate. We're going to come back, talk about it. But for now, let's get into the weather. What's the Monsters Radio weather like?
Okay, so here we go. On this Halloweeny night, 52 in Minneapolis and London and Paris. London is 50, Paris is 51, Atlanta is 71, New York is 56, Dallas is 46 with light rain, a little chilly. San Juan is 88, Phoenix is 76, so loving these temps. Los Angeles is 78. Kansas City is 52, and Miami is 77, so there's no scorchers out there, so y'all should be able to enjoy this Halloween, happy, safe, Monsters Radio, Miss Unbelievable, and DJ E Monster.
Right, yeah, because we know some of y'all are going to be doing some freaky stuff. It is Halloween. Some of y'all are going to come in the bedroom trying to be predator and shit and get put out. I'm just saying. It's a new music. Jacquez. This is called Red Light Monsters Radio on a wet Wednesday.
Not
Wednesday.
The predator.
And I'm so crazy. I might fuck you at the red light. And I'm so crazy. I might fuck you at the red light.
You're looking like you want some. If you don't drink, that's no fun. You know where we come from. I could use some more love. Don't you give it up to no one.
Even though you ain't my only.
Baby, when you're mine, I'ma want it at night.
And I'm so crazy.
I might fuck you at the red light.
And I'm so crazy.
I might fuck you at the red light.
You into me. Come pull up brown as your Hennessy. Oh girl, I'm loving your energy. I'm trying to see where you come from. I'm trying to make you the one. That pussy so good that when I go in, I swear to God that I go numb, numb. I want you to get on top of me. Talk that nigga when you talk to me.
Some minutes sick, but I'm feeling alright. Ride down 20, take you to 285. I got dance on my window so they won't see when you ride.
Don't sleep too hard. Oh,
We open the lines again right after this.
When I'm laying beside you, cause baby I might want some of you. Don't be alarmed when my hands start to touch on your body, body, oh, oh. Don't you sip whatever package. Nothing about me average. I'm a killer boy, call me savage. Queen when I ride catch for you. Don't ever leave me lonely, don't you. No boy, don't you. When I'm caught up in your love, I've been wanting you so much. Myself, I cannot trust around you. Myself, I cannot trust around you. Good thing I don't have to. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours.
To a guy nowadays, they be like, okay, how many niggas you playing? So that's the only thing that's messed up. Because, I mean, I believe we used to say that back in the day, so, you know, it's old school stuff. But niggas don't believe that nowadays. They be like, yeah, nigga, you and how many other niggas? Yeah, okay. Don't talk that bullshit to me. I like that song, but damn it, man. Damn it.
Hey. Keep it 100. Most people going into relationships nowadays, until they comfortable, everybody's suspect. I'm going to keep it 100.
Everybody.
Everybody's suspect. everybody's suspect. Until you feel comfortable, everybody's suspect. I keep it 100. I keep it 100. A lady sent me a sexy pic one time. I'm going to keep it 10,000. And it went the same motherfucking way. Just like you said, I was like, uh-huh, and how many other people got this picture? I don't feel special. You did.
Right.
You motherfucker replied, wow, the eyes are being cute. But I know. You dig? It is what it is. Everybody says that until, you know what I mean, I feel comfortable or I know you're not doing those type of pics to everybody, then I don't feel special. I don't feel, okay, me and what other player got this? Okay, there's three
right.
of us. I, it is what it is. But why it got to be
especially
like that?
Especially like, what? But the crazy thing is, like, when you be honest and you say, you know, I ain't stepping nobody on us, they be like, yeah, whatever. You know, especially if, like, you're real sensual, they don't believe you. They're like, yeah, okay. You, I know how you are because you sensual with me, so you can't go. So it's real interesting how you can't, like there's no trust, and it's so sad because there's really, like, no trust, and it's both sides. But, like, yeah, what number side chick is I? You know, that's it's so sad. It's so sad that they just mess love up like that.
Right, yeah.
But I like
that
song.
That was one thing I had thought about talking about, but that's more like a comic cafe love type thing. I don't know. I would say, what are people really after in relationships today? Because it seems like they're not really after love in a lot of situations. Not every situation, people. I'm just talking about a lot of situations, especially situations. I noticed on social media, I know that's not totally all real life, but you'll dig what I'm saying here in a second. But it seems like people are more or less trying to find somebody who's going to pay half the bills. You dig? They're trying to find somebody who's going to lay down the pipe, who got the best head, who got the best this, that. They're not really looking for love. You know what I mean? The loyalty, companionship.
Mm-hmm.
The treasured moments, you know what I mean? Starting a family, those
mm-hmm.
type of things. That's not what it is nowadays. It just don't seem like
no.
that no more.
No.
Yeah.
But it is for
yeah.
the old school, like, you know what I'm saying? For the older ones, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But these young cats nowadays, or the mid-30, I mean, there's like, it's like a funny age gap where some people are looking for that and then some people aren't. So it's really funny the gap that the older ones just want to get, I don't know, because the older ones is kind of already got it together, so they're not really looking for, you know, them to come fix you, or some are. And then you have the middle-aged ones who are, and then you have the young ones who's like, I just want to pop it, hit it, side chick it. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want
right,
to be,
right.
I don't. It's that's a comic cafe conversation, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, I feel you on that. I'll say this, and then we'll go ahead and jump to our topic so we can get to opening up the lines and stuff. But yeah, like you said, I think like the older people, you know, that have their stuff together. That's usually when you see somebody talking about, and it's usually it can even be young people that got their stuff together talking about. I'm just looking for love. I'm just looking for a companion. I'm looking for loyalty. I'm just looking for this, for that. as you get a little younger, you'll see, oh, I'm looking for somebody to buy me stuff, take me places, and do whoop, 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 whoop. And then you get closer
mm-hmm.
to the 20s, and they just want to put on movies and get drunk or make movies and get drunk. And so, yeah, it's different levels nowadays. It's definitely
mm-hmm.
different levels. So, all right, let's go over here, jump into, like, one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. And the number one is, it is not sex that gives the pleasure, but the lover. Again, I think that one is, I think it's deep. I think we're going to get a lot of different responses. A lot of people haven't pressed one yet. We do have a person press one. We're going to get to you in just a moment. But actually, I think that's Jay Dirty. So, do you want to give your response on it first, and then I'll give mine, or you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Well, we'll start out this way before it gets controversial. I believe that. I think it's not sex that gives the pleasure, but the lover. It's usually the person that you're with. You know what I mean? And I think that's what really makes it great. You know what I mean? If you're really into that person, You're really attracted to that person. You're connecting with them spiritually, mentally, anything like that. Of course, it's going to be way better than, you know what I mean, than just somebody you really don't like. I can't explain the situation where you might get into a situation where you're going to have sex with someone you don't like. But this right here was one thing that I've always picked up. And please bear with me. You could tell me in your response. From the lady's point of view, I always seen it like this. If I have to say, like, you know, dudes have game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's in us. We have game. We know how to talk in that vibration to get you ladies to do what we want you to do. Now, sometimes when we come on to them, they don't like us. Right off the bat, they don't see that sexual attraction that we see to them. It's not totally felt. So a man has to use his game to talk to her, buy her things, sweeten her up. And now next, you know what I mean? Now she done opened up a little bit. Okay, da-da-da. I'm going to have sex with him. To me, now it's going to take her. He going to have to hit that for about 20 minutes. You did. He going to have to hit that for about 20 minutes to get her to where she needs to be. Now, it's different when the lady is super attracted to him like he is to her. It's a whole different party. You did. The thing gets a lot wetter. You know what I mean? She's going to come a hell of a lot faster. You know what I mean? And I'll say, for example, like, I've been with women before that, like, shit, less than 30 seconds is, but it's because they was just so into me, period. It was just me. You dig? This wasn't something they did with everybody. Mm-hmm. It was just me. You dig? So I believe in that. It's not the sex that gives the pleasure, but the lover. If you're really into that person, it's going to be way better than, you know, especially if you're totally attracted to that person than, you know what I mean, any other situation. How you feel about it, and then we'll open up the lines.
I feel the same way. It's more about the lover than it is about the sex. I mean, anyone can have sex. Anyone can, you know, fuck anybody, you know, but there's not going to be that intimate connection. There's not going to be that pleasure. There's not going to be that feeling of satisfaction for me. The lover is that that animalistic attraction where, you know, I'm feeling you feeling me, like you were saying. And women know if they don't feel that, you already know that the sex is gonna be whack. Like, if she's not wet before you even touch her, like if your words or your look or your face or something that animalist, that attraction, that heat, that, you know, that energy, if that energy is not charged up, you know, it's just going to be like, oh, this, shouldn't I, you know. And it happens sometimes when relationships kind of like go sour and you'd be like, oh, we're doing this having sex. That's it. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Because right.
The connection is gone. So for me, it's the actual person that you're with. If you not... Literally, if y'all don't have that energy connection, if y'all don't have that, when you look at and you guys got those secret looks and those funny little laughters and those handshakes or those hand gestures, those are the things that are small and simple that keep that energy going, then you know it's the lover. Then you know it's the person that you're with. If you ain't got that, if you don't put them butterflies, if you don't, man, if you don't, you know, want to touch him all the time, and he's got a constant kind of like, come on, you know, it's just, you can tell the difference what it is. You know what I'm saying? Some people are okay with it just being sex. You know what I'm saying? Then that means they can go to partner with no connection, because some people aren't looking for a connection. Some people are just looking to fuck. But if you really want that true essence of, you know, the lovers over the sex, then you would choose lover. Mm-hmm. But if you just want to bang it out, which I think everybody been in a time, you know, where they just banged it out, they weren't even looking for that. But when you finally find that person, that's all you want to do is make sure that lover is pleased and vice versa, you would never want to go back to just having sex, because it ain't going to satisfy you. So I think sometimes women don't even want to even go into that energy type relationship if they ain't ready, because let's say if something happened, now that's where you got the heartbroken, that's when you got crazy chicks. Because now she's like, oh, my God, it's gone? What? I don't get it no more. What? What? You get a different vibe because your body and your energy, y'all are starving for it. And like I was saying earlier, when it stopped, you be like, oh, my God, you feel kind of lost. You know what I'm saying? You be like, oh, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't, you know, get to that point. And then men be like, oh, she faking. She really ain't, you know, really into me like that. Yeah, yeah, you get there. And because there's so much lies, you be like, dang, where my energy? You really, and you don't really realize how deprived you are of that other person's energy until you guys, you know, kind of like don't talk for a long time. And then y'all talk again, and you be like, oh, my God, that's it. That's that feeling. There it is. Well, dang it. But it'll go back into our next question, but you too prideful to say I messed up somewhere.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So I'm going to leave it at that until we get to the next question.
Why? Okay, when we come back to the next question, I want you to start right there. We're going to have you start. You're going to start right there. You're going to keep rolling. But for now, let's go ahead and wrap this one up. We got first impressed one. I think it's Jay Dirty. 6161. My bad. 912-334. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, what's good, Dirty?
Hey, shit, brother. Chilling.
Right. That's what's up. So, you hear what we're talking about. You got any comments on the topic tonight?
I mean, what exactly was the question again? I kind of was in and out. I had some stuff I was doing.
Okay. Basically, what we're saying, or what the topic states is, it says, it is not sex that gives the pleasure, but the lover. You dig? So, yeah, that's basically it. I thought it was a deep comment. And basically, what we're saying is that we like that comment because we think that, you know, it's about the person that you're with, not just sex. You dig? So that's where we're at with it. So how you feel about that, our topic tonight?
Well, I mean, I feel where you guys are coming from, though. You know what I'm saying? And I sort of agree with it. But what I would say is that it ain't so much as the sex as the lover as it is the love. You know what I'm saying? Because love never changes its definition, but lovers always change every day. You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, love don't never change in definition, though. So, I mean, if you're in love with somebody, it's always going to be the same energy every time. But if you just love fucking a lover, you know, they might have some bad days and, you know what I'm saying, whatever, go with it. But love itself will never change. So see, this is where shit get complicated because, like, I mean, a lover, you know, that don't necessarily mean they fucking love you. That's just somebody that you're in a relationship with. Who the fuck knows if they really love you or not? They might just be pretending. Who the fuck knows? Who knows? But when it comes to love, though, what I have learned is that if you really love a motherfucker that you fucking, shit, it's going to be the best damn nut you ever busted in your motherfucking life. Promise you that shit. I goddamn well promise you that, bro. If it's a motherfucker that you lay down and die for, you're going to blow a bitch brains out with your nut when it busts, bro. Straight up. It's going to be hard. It's going to be good to go, though. And you're going to be super satisfied after. But if you're just out here fucking and playing the new age generation of just, I'm going to fuck this and that and act like I'm out here dating and act like I'm trying to get a husband or a wife and I'm out here acting like I'm trying to get to that, but I really just want some dick or pussy in my life, it's never going to be all that. But if you actually love a motherfucker that you're dealing with, oh, shit, man.
What?
I don't know how many people ever experienced that, but that shit be crazy, boy. I'm talking about bring the baby oil out, the Red Bull, everything got to be in the room. You fucking with me, dog. Hey, one of my favorite things to do is I like to run bubble baths for women, though. I actually do like to bathe my women, though, but I'm like, no, like real shit, though. And I'm a broke dude, you know. Well, not anymore. I kind of make a good living, but I like to actually get women in a bubble bath. And I like to bathe them, like just rub their whole body down with the suds, you know, get them clean, take them out of the bath and just lay them down and lick them head to toe. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then let them do whatever to me. Like, I'm into that kind. That's what I do. I love to bathe a woman. I love to bubble bath them up. You know what I'm saying? You know, that fresh, clean smell on them, it just make me hungry. And I just can't help my damn self. I got to go looking from the forehead to the toenails. I got to go at it. I just got to do every damn thing. I just ain't licking no asshole, but everything else is all game. I don't believe in eating the butt. I don't do that. That's an E. coli potential infection waiting. I don't do E. coli. I don't eat the booty or butt, bro. I damn well will lick them from forehead to toenail, bro. Straight up. You ever had that fresh out of a bubble bath bitch on your bed, though? Oh, my God. The smell in that goddamn room is just, it do something to me. It is so clean
like
and so sanitary. No,
like
fresh out the bubble
shower.
Bath. Fuck a shower. Fresh out the bubble bath. But they done been in there marinating and all that goddamn bubble bath smell done got up on their skin pores and you lay them bitches on the bed and they just smell like the bubble bath. Oh, man. Watch that.
I figured.
You know what?
Let
me tell you, us women, we really do like bubble baths, but you know what happens with us? And that's why mostly women get up above bath and take a shower. Because we feel like the dirt is still on our skin. I'm sorry. Because we feel like the dirt is still on our skin, so that's why we get up and take a shower, because the bubble baths and the bubbles and the water just keep.
But that's what I'm telling you, though. Like, you don't have to do that with me. I'm going to bathe you while you're in the tub. You don't have any dirt on your body when I'm done with you.
I know. We just saying. That's why I'm just saying.
And then whatever's left, I'm
going to
lick it off.
Right, but we usually love bubble baths. No, we love bubble baths because we love the bubbles. We love bubble baths, but we will get up and take a shower after we bubble bath.
I want them to take a shower after I bust a nut on them. I want them to bubble bath before I fuck them, but I want them to shower after I bust on their body. Then they can go in there and scrub that off. But before
what
that, I want them to bathe and marinate in a bubble bath.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you, we love it.
I
ain't even arguing with you. I said I love that. Right. I love that.
Oh, amen, sister. Amen.
Monster. Did I not say we love that? All that.
We gonna get to the track.
Put some candles in some stuff.
Right. Yeah, we gonna get to the next track. But Jay Dirty, you said something that, you know what? I think I'm gonna have to get a written consent from you. I'm gonna make a mixtape called Baby Oil and Red Bull. I'm not joking. I like that shit.
That's just my thing. I don't know if it's cool or not.
We smoke up and roll up. We smoke up and roll up. We smoke up and roll up. I ain't Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now, only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. You should be in my bed, touching and kissing up. We rock till we fall asleep, but you can give me up. Ain't talking about the future, falling in love. Infinite good when I'm in it. We gon' be here for a minute. We smoke up and roll up, we do. I tell you the truth. If I had a choice to be you, over and over and over again. Baby, I want you, I cannot pretend that girl, I'm not hoping. Cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, hope girl, don't give me that. I ain't Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. I could be anywhere in the world, but I'm with you, you, you. Catching a flight in the morning, every day something new. 24/7, I be grinding like I'm sitting in the brick. Say my name once and you never forget it. So every time I come see you, up and roll up with you. I tell you the truth. If I had a choice to be you, over and over and over again. Baby, I want you, I cannot pretend. That girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, hope girl, don't give me that. I ain't Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now.
Okay, that's Rob Lowe. That's Mr. Right Now. You can go to our archives. You can check out the interview we did with Rob Lowe right here on Monsters Radio Live. He had a lot of interesting things, and he has a lot of things coming up. So make sure you check that out 24/7, 365. You can find all the links to everything over at monsterusradio.com. So I, Miss Unbelievable, and we got Jay Dirty. So, all right, we wrapped up that last one. Let me find this background music, and then we'll jump into our next conversation for tonight. Let me see here. I don't got nothing super sexy back here, but I guess we'll go with what we've been rolling with. So, all right, let's see. So, our other topic that we're going to discuss tonight is, let me get it rolled up here. All right, basically, what it is basically, you know, how do you apologize to your love? You dig? Like I said earlier, some people, they have problems apologizing in everyday life. They rather deflect and point fingers at people and say it's everybody else's fault in the world but theirs. You dig? But sometimes you have to fester down because things like that make your ass lose your relationship. And I just want to help some people figure out ways how they can apologize to their lover. You dig? Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, but how do you apologize to your lover, or do you just say fuck it and throw in the towel? So that's what we're gonna go at. So I'll tip it off, and then we'll jump into you two, because you two start going at it, and oh my goodness, I will not have no time. If y'all been listening to the past episodes, so I'm gonna get my little pieces in right now.
My bad. So,
I know, right? Oops. Sorry.
So my comment, it's pretty much, it goes overall. Like a lot of people, I think they thought I was talking about cheating, things like that. I'm just talking about how do you apologize in general. It could be something you guys are supposed to be together, you promised to make happen, you didn't make happen, so on and so forth. But just how do you apologize? Well, basically to me, well, first of all, it depends on how you are as a person. Now, this don't work for everybody, but this is my opinion. It all depends on who you are as a person. If you're a super strong person, super strong dude, and you're always really strong in a relationship, then sorry, bro, you're going to have to go sensitive on this one. You're going to have to come down and be like, look, baby, I'm sorry.
Shit.
And come, hold on now. You have to come down and be like, I'm sorry. You have to bring bring your vibration down to show her that you are very, very apologetic. You dig? Now, if you're a submissive dude, you're going to have to stand up and put your foot down and say, hey, look, hey, stop all that. I'm apologizing. This is what it's going to be. And that's it. You dig? But overall, you can't be just apologizing 50 million times. Now, just because you apologize don't mean somebody's going to accept your apology. Most people want to see you prove to me that you are really apologizing for what you're doing. So I think it's really in the days, at least about a week up after, how you really apologize. You dig? I would just say hypothetically, your ass got cheating. Your ass got caught cheating. Now, if you want to stay there, if you don't want to be there, step. Shouldn't be cheating. You should have broke up and just went where the hell, did whatever the hell you're going to do. But we're just going to say hypothetically, your ass done fucked up and cheated. I forgot why I was going to go with that. It must have been fucked up. But but basically, what you're going to have to do from this point is stay your ass in the house. You dig? Ain't going to be no funny phone calls. I'm saying if you want to stay. And all that extra funny shit, ain't no going out with the homeboys for a while. All that shit has to stop, because you have to show that person that you're not, you have to eliminate that thought that they may have, okay, he's supposed to be out with the boys, but is he out with that broad again? Is he out doing what he's supposed to do?
So, and part of your apology is to stick your ass around the house. You have to show her you're not out doing all that funny shit. You dig? So, you know, to me, that's how you would apologize. Now, because I'm anxious to hear Jay Dirty, what he got to say, I'm going to ask Miss Unbelievable first how you feel about it, Miss Unbelievable, before we get to Jay Dirty.
I just think if you guys are loyal and committed to each other, it shouldn't be no problems of apologizing. I think if you guys have learned how to communicate, you would know how to back up. You know, you would know how to say it. You would know in different ways. You don't even always necessarily have to say I'm sorry. Sometimes your actions can say, you know, I'm sorry. Sometimes, you know, a gift can say I'm sorry. Sometimes, you know, something that's genuine will speak more than just your words. Because sometimes you got to back up your words with your actions. And a sorry can be a sorry, but if your actions are showing that you're sorry, or your actions, and if you a sorry ass nigga, and that's what you usually do, then lady, move it on. Move it on. Keep it moving. But if you got this commitment to this man, and you know, to your guy, or whoever you want to call him, you should know. And the ladies, you know, it ain't, it's okay to not feel like you got to be in control or be in the midst of it. You can, you know, be like, okay, let me check myself. Let me make sure that I'm coming correct. Let me make sure my stuff is right. And then step out. All the time, you ain't got to always rah, 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 rah to get your point across, just to be heard, you know, because maybe it may be like a pain, or he may hit something, or a trauma that he may have hurt, you know, hit. Talk to him about it. Say, hey, you know what? Let me just talk to you for a second, because this is what it is. But see, if you don't know yourself and you're trying to just deflect off of what he's saying, then you're always going to be in an apologetic mode. So know yourself before you get into a relationship. Love yourself before you get into a relationship, because then the love will take over, and then an apology will be shown by the love as well.
Right. Okay. Okay. Good analogy. Good analogy. All right. What you got for us, Jay?
Damn, man. Goddamn, I feel like I got a target on me. Nah, but to be real, though, like, I need y'all to kind of, like, give me, like, an example, because that's kind of an empty damn statement to say, how would you apologize? Like, for what? Somebody give me, like, an example of what you think. Like, just give me an example, though. I can't just go off with a statement, like, apologize.
Right,
like,
right, right.
I need, like, an example of what would I be starting. Like, give me an example of what, like, give me a scenario of where you think somebody should apologize, and I'll tell you if I would or not. I need, like, an example.
Okay. Well, here's an example, and this is, like, a real-life scenario. Obviously, not in our real lives, but it was on our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. It was Candy Burris, her husband, and her daughter. Her daughter wanted a very expensive car. You dig? So she asked her mom for it. Now, her mom is now married to a gentleman. The gentleman said, no, we're not buying her no car. She's 60 years old. We're not buying her that car. No, 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 no. Now, Candy went beyond the leadership of the household, stepped out and bought her daughter a car. Get it? Which naturally would, some people say it's no problem, whatever, whatever. But it blew up into something different. Now, how does she tell her, how does she go back and apologize to her husband and say, baby, I'm sorry, I should have listened to you and went with the household?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Was the guy that she's with, is that the girl's father, or is that just the boyfriend the mama's with now that she done had a daughter with somebody else?
That's that's her husband, and but that's not his father. That's her husband.
Well, damn. Hold on, man. Look, see,
show be like, y'all
done.
I was going to start singing, goddammit. You got to relax. I was going to start singing it. Okay, so the boyfriend, the man the mama's with is not the young girl's daddy, right? Okay, so, but the mama is with the man or whatever, so, okay, yeah, she does owe the man a damn apology. Matter of fact, it's hard to even say that because clearly her mother, I don't know if she grew up with her mother and father in the home, and if she did, I don't know if her daddy was the beta male in the relationship and the mother ran him. I don't know that her the mother's relationship with her parents, But what I'm seeing is that she has no respect for a man that she's in a relationship with, though. So what happens is, like you said, the man said we don't need to get her this car, this kind of expensive damn car. She's only this age. You know, none of us started out with a car that expensive. I'm pretty sure he didn't just say, no, we're not getting her no fucking car. I'm pretty sure that ain't what he said. I'm pretty damn sure he said, no, we're not spending this kind of goddamn money on a goddamn car for a girl this fucking age, because when we was growing up, we had goddamn Chevy Novas and shit with the muffler smoking. All right, so this is one of them goddamn situations where this woman went against all that shit, but it gets tricky, though, because she's the mother of the girl. He's not the father, but at the same damn time, the mother's with this man. And if you don't respect your man as the man of the house, then, I mean, if you're just doing whatever the fuck you want, you got thought tendencies in my book. I literally say that, and I need to write a book about it called Thought Tendencies in Women, because plenty of them had that shit. Plenty of them have thought tendencies. Because what happens is they don't respect the masculine figure in the home. So they have thought tendencies. They think they can just do what the fuck ever, but it ain't their fault, though. Really just the man that they're dealing with that allow him to do it. You know, what this man should have done was just check the fuck out and went on about his business and just left them both right there with the expensive car and see if the mama could take over the payments. That's what he should have damn did, though. He should have just walked the fuck off, told her, hey, sayonara, I love you, deuces and all that shit, and see if she can keep up with the damn car payments and the maintenance on the vehicle. He should have just did that shit, and then she probably could have seen the error in her fucking ways, because she might not have been able to maintain that car, especially if the girl's that damn age. I mean, kids that age don't know how to stop for oil changes every couple hundred thousand miles, every thousand miles or whatever. They don't know how to do that shit. Nobody teaching them that. They just drive the motherfucker to the shit breakdown, you know, same way I did when I was that goddamn age. Shit, I ain't know nothing about maintenance in no vehicle. So, no, I don't believe the man was wrong. I believe the woman is foul. But we're talking about apologizing, though, dog. Like, if I make a damn mistake, I'm not apologizing to anybody if it didn't hurt them directly. And I ain't talking about, like, feelings and shit, because I don't get involved in all that. If I hurt your fucking feelings, that's just your problem. I don't know what to tell you about that. I didn't have anything to do with that. Your feelings was hurt, not mine. I don't know what to tell you about your feelings. That's your feelings. But, like, if I did something physical to hurt somebody, bro, that hurt somebody physically, then I'd be like, yo, that's my bad. I shouldn't have done all that. I shouldn't have did this that made you hurt physically. But if I'm dealing with a woman and I hurt her fucking feelings, because I don't believe in kissing ass, right? Am I so wrong for that? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm one of the few dudes left that don't believe in kissing a woman's ass for some reason. I don't know why. But I just don't believe, because I grew up watching a lot of relationships where the women actually ran the men, and the men was always so apologetic and just let the women do whatever, and I never liked that. I was like, no, that's it just never sat with me. So, no, I don't apologize when I make a mistake that hurts somebody's feelings. But I will apologize if I make a mistake and it hurts somebody that I'm dealing with, like, physically. Like, if it literally affects them physically, I'll be like, yo, that's my bad. But not for feelings, though, no.
Right, right. No, I would say there's never no wrong way to be you. You dig? There's never a wrong way to be you. So, all right, y'all. So, that's our edition of Wet Wet Wednesday tonight. As y'all heard that blurt over there, they done threw that music on the thing, get y'all asses up out of here.
Oh, yeah, you foul because you ain't play no R. Kelly, though. You really foul for that. You didn't have that. You ain't had that seem like you ready. You didn't have that pregnant. You didn't have that half on the bed. You didn't have none of that R. Kelly on this phone. And I got to tell you, brother, you foul for that damn shit, because I'm a big R. Kelly. You foul for that. Very foul for that shit. And God bless your soul. You foul for that. All right? I was ready to hear some seem like you ready tonight, but R. Kelly, so I'm ready to hear that. And you fucked it off. You didn't have it on there. God damn it.
So, all right. Lord bless the DJs. Call in tomorrow, Comic Cafe, where you can call in and get issues off your chest. It's our global community radio. So, you know, it's all about community concerns and things like that. So, all right, hit us up. Y'all know the number. Y'all know where to find us at. So, all right, y'all have a good night. Remember, if you go out tonight, because I know it's lit somewhere, shit, it's Halloween. Somebody trying to get nasty. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the race tomorrow.
I'm getting booed up tonight. Booed up.
Booed you up gotta relax.
Booed up. Booed up with the shishi. What? I don't relax. Relax. Relate. Release. Ah, nice, y'all. Mwah, thank y'all for listening.